Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for March 24th, 2024. We're going to be looking at a very sensitive subject today. I got a beautiful email from someone named Lauren in Texas. Of all places, I wouldn't think that they would listen to me, but you know, you just never know. Anyway, Lauren writes an extravagant email about being heartbroken over the demise of someone she loved very much, so she says, and betrayed her. And she asks us, if you could answer this on your podcast, how do you live with a broken heart? Well, it is impossible, Lauren, to live in this world without having your heart broken. It just is impossible. But it is how you respond to that heartbreak that is most important. And most people are too nihilistic, self-centered, arrogant, cavalier, egocentric to be able to understand how to deal with this. Because what heartbreak does is it brings us to a magnificent state of humility. And if you can come to the humility and allow it to humiliate your ego, in other words, to teach you the way and the path of the ego and what it's all about, and you do not choose to take the low road that most people take of vengeance, then you're doing something magnificent. I have had many, many people break my heart. I can tell you that after every discourse I've ever given, after every radio program, TV program, didn't matter, at the end of every day of my life, in my career, as well as in my life, I suffer from a broken heart too. But it is Greg that suffers it. It isn't me. And I see what it is like when you are working on yourself, really working upon yourself, which means that you are moving beyond the layers of the ego. You are going to find that you are going to be deeply disappointed with yourself as well as with other people. Buddha just kept it very simple. He said, don't do what you will regret. And that's a very powerful statement. But nonetheless, you can't help what other people are going to do. So you're going to have a broken heart. And when this heart is broken, it's a sign that you are starting to question how you live with the human heart. It is the human heart that is broken. It is frail. It is fragile. It is bias. It is arrogant. It is foolish. It depends upon elements and people and things that really it shouldn't. It's destined for pain and sorrow. It just is. And when I talk to people in a professional setting, as well as in my own personal life, there isn't anyone who hasn't had a broken heart. Not anyone. Imagine how great avatars like the Buddha and Jesus and Lhasa must have felt about the world, about their students, when in Jesus' case, they all betrayed him and at the end crucified him and sold him for a few coins, things like that. Buddha had to run away from his family constantly and live in the forest because they wanted to kill him. Because he didn't become what they thought he should be, which is the leader of his little nation that his father set out for him. It's all crazy stuff. It's just crazy. Let your heart be broken, but don't let it trouble you. The troubled heart is a very dangerous thing in a person because usually it means retaliatory things. And I see this in relationships a lot, especially in marriages and in family things. Somebody gets their panties in a twist, and they get all upset over whatever, and they think they've been betrayed, and they can't remember maybe that they really weren't betrayed. They just like to think they were, because there is nothing more appealing to many people than that of being a victim. That's catnip for the ego. And it really likes to think that I'm not like that. I'm an innocent person, blah, blah, blah. Likes to think all these things, but it's not true. Anyway, be that as it may, learning to live with a broken heart, Lauren, is the art of love. It really is. It is breaking the shell, the hardness of my heart, and learning to understand what that hardness of heart is. It is that place in me where I just take on the pedestrian mentality of a Gregory Edward Penn, who would like to think in terms of right and wrong, good and bad. Whatever is right benefits him. Whatever's wrong takes away from him. And there's a lot of people in this world who truly believe in that kind of thing. And they live their life in accordance with that. Hence, they miss the meaning and the significance of what it is to be authentic, to be truly authentic. We are here as an entity. We come into this world as an entity. We come from past life experiences that are usually and typically very difficult. And as we enter into these experiences, we learn many, many things about ourselves. We learn about the fragileness of our ego, our vanity, our pride. Few people can examine this. They have no ability to do self-examination. And so, with all that being said, they can only blame. And they blame others for their broken heart, which they put themselves in the position of having by not seeing the bigger picture, not reading the room well, reading what's going on with people, understanding what they're saying. I often listen to people tell other people what they're thinking, and the other person just merely forgets it quickly or misinterprets it. And I have to say it again to them in counseling. You know, that's not what she or he said. This is what they said. And then I ask the person, is that what you meant? Yes, that's what I meant. They miss it. They miss the whole thing. And then they get angry at that person because they don't have the ears to hear or the eyes to see. Live with your broken heart. Let it break your senses. Let it question your ego, your pride. Let it tear apart at your genetics that tell you that you should be proud of yourself because of this, that, and the other. Really break it down. Let it break you down. Let it bring you down to the lowest you've ever been at. You will find that the lowest of yourself is the highest, and it is the path of love. Love does break us down, tears us apart. And then if we're wise and we can stay the course of love, it resurrects us into a new life, into a new meaning, a significance that is sacred. You become a sentient soul in that. And that's all that really matters. So when you're thinking in terms, Lauren, of how do you live with a broken heart? My father died many years ago, just before I was going to enter into seminary. And I got in his car to drive away after his funeral. And I turned on the radio, and there the song was that my father sent to me. It was by the Bee Gees. How do you mend a broken heart? And it was from that moment on that I realized what my life would be all about. And it's not about mending it. It's about living with it and allowing it to change me rather than me change it. I hope that helps you. Thank you, Lauren, for your beautiful questions and your comments. And thank you all for listening. And if you have a question, you can always email me at greg@aspire.org. Have a beautiful weekend. And of course, as always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.